This is the Agribusiness Report. Our special guest today is Mark Brown with Plains Cotton Growers. Mark joins us in just a moment. First off, Terry Cosby is chief of the Natural Resources Conservation Service, NRCS, talks about investments in programs.
We have our flagship programs. When we start talking about EQIP, we talk about RCPP, we talk about CSP and then our ASAP programs. We had those authorities doing Farm Bill. And then when we got our investments, those dollars came in and also helped us with those same programs. Those dollars went through those programs, the type of investments we're talking about. We're talking about $19.5 billion that came in, and that money went into those four programs to help us with the conservation that's going on around the country. And it gave us some significant increases so that we could help these producers with their soil and water conservation needs. And we talk about the climate needs and some of those type things.
This is the Agribusiness Report. I'm Tony St. James. We're joined today by Mark Brown. Mark is Director of Field Services with Lubbock-based Plains Cotton Growers. And as we start our conversation, Mark, weather. And kind of interesting that we've had an interesting year when it comes to weather. Let's see, you had some snow flurries this morning. Is that right?
I drove through some snow flurries. It was just snowing to beat the band. And that was over on the eastern edge of Yoakum County this morning. Of course, it didn't stick, and the sun is out. Sun is shining pretty brightly right now, but it's definitely been quite an interesting year for weather. And so we've dealt with it. Of course, we always have the old expression that if you don't like the weather in West Texas, just wait a few minutes and it'll change. But that certainly has been the case this year. And, you know, just to kind of summarize where we're at in the crop status and the harvest situation out here on the High Plains, we have had a little bit of freezing weather, but not much. And, of course, back in August, most of our Plains cotton growers service area droughted out, and we had extremely hot conditions, and of course that just really did a lot of damage to the cotton crop that was trying to set fruit at the time. Then we rocked along with pretty open weather for several months. We got into November, and Tony, as far as what we've had in the way of rainfall during the month of November, anywhere of reports from 2 inches all the way to 10 inches. And, of course, when you get up in that 9 or 10-inch range, you're talking about half of our annual average rainfall that occurred in 1 month. And so we have really dealt with some wet conditions during the cotton harvest, and that's been unusual as compared to the last few years. And we all know that even though that causes a lot of difficulty during harvest, we know better than to turn a rain down in West Texas, because we know that it will benefit us next year. And I would say that a lot of those rains fell very nicely, and we feel that in a lot of the area that we got some good infiltration into the subsoil profile, so that moisture should still be around there for next year, for the most part. So that's a good thing. As I mentioned, we've had a few freezes, but believe it or not, I'm hearing reports across our area of cotton that is not dried completely down. Problems with mushy green bolls in the top of the plant. And whenever I get off the edge of the cap rock, there are still a lot of green cotton out there. And because of our poor yields in many areas, and because of the economic situation, some producers have either chosen not to use harvest aids and to wait on a freeze, or have used harvest aids and the cotton was kind of hardened off and they didn't get a really good kill. So tonight we are projected to have a good hard freeze in the Lubbock area. And so hopefully that will be the freeze that puts the final nail in the coffin for the 2024 cotton crop. And we'll be able to get this dried down and get the remaining fields into the module.
Well, and part of that harvest is, you know, once you get the harvest, then you can move it over and start the ginning process. And when we look at the harvest and where we are as far as ginning, what are you hearing so far?
Well, so I would say that probably in terms of the harvest situation, over the whole area, and there is quite a bit of variability from one area to the next, one county to the next, but over our service area, I would say that we're probably around the 90% range in terms of harvest. We've just got some fields that are still out there to be gathered up yet, and as I mentioned, most of that is situations where the weather's just not been conducive for a good harvest. And in terms of ginning, we're probably in that 70 to 80% range in most of the gins that I work with and that I call upon. And then if we take that all the way out to cotton that has gone through USDA cotton classing, and the samples have been sent into the classing office. The Lubbock office, as of last week, was projecting that based off their estimates, they were probably around 60% complete. And down in the La Mesa classing office, they were projecting close to 55% completion. And so whenever we go back and look at the total number of bales that we've had harvested, ginned, and classed up to this point, as of last week, we were sitting in the Lubbock office at 1.12 million bales, and in the La Mesa office at 223,000 bales. And so whenever you look at all of that along with the projections, we still feel like we're going to break 2 million bales this year, which is still well below our overall average for the last several years. However, that's going to be considerably better than the last 2 years. But I tell you, it's just been tough out here in cotton country in terms of the drought situation.
Yeah, a couple of reports from USDA. Let me throw in some numbers. Crop production numbers. USDA revises it up slightly from their November forecast, 14.3 million bales. That includes 13.8 upland, which is 17% more than last year, and a 58% nationwide increase on the Pima at 498,000 bales. They're expecting yields of 792 pounds per acre. Let me tie that back into a couple of other things here. Cotton ginnings report also out from USDA, 9.479 million bales already, according to USDA ginned. So that's 1.2 million more than this time last year, but not quite where we were in 2021. And Mark, I want you to also think back to kind of where we were in 2021 and where we are today when it comes to Pima cotton, because this one kind of grabbed my attention. A 326% increase in Pima cotton in Texas in 3 years. Where is that growth for Pima coming? What part of the state?
Well, you know, in terms of Pima cotton, we do have a lot of ELS cotton in our area, and we actually now have two gins in the Plains Cotton Grower Service Area that have the capability of ginning ELS cotton. And it's interesting, and I might mention those two gins while I'm at it. One of those gins is located in Brownfield, and the other gin is located in southern Bailey County in a little community called Maple. And so those are the two roller gins in our particular area. And it's interesting that because of the calibration differences in ELS cotton versus upland cotton, those samples have to be classed out in Visalia, California. So it's a matter of boxing up those samples and sending them out to Visalia. But I understand that they've done a very good job of keeping up on the samples, and there's not a real lengthy turnaround time. But I hear that the people that are growing the ELS cotton this year in our area are pleased with the prices that they're seeing. So that's a good thing.
All right. Finally here, a couple of minutes left, but wanted to give you an opportunity to talk about what's happening between now and the end of the year, something known as the lame duck session for Congress and an administration. So what do you see on the horizon?
Right. And there are several things that agriculture is looking for to be able to get out of this lame duck session. And we know that things are winding down very quickly before they take their Christmas break. We know that there's a hard and fast deadline coming up of December the 20th, in which there will have to be a budget reconciliation package that will be passed. And so that is certainly something that will have to be done. Also, we fully expect another extension of the 2018 Farm Bill. Unfortunately, we did not see this Congress complete a Farm Bill, which had been completed in the House Ag Committee, but not in the full House. And it was also never discussed by a full committee in the Senate. So we're hoping for an extension of this Farm Bill. There could be a possibility of some adjustments on this bill where it would be called an extension plus. However, that is not a certainty. And then also, we are fully anticipating and expecting some type of disaster aid for agriculture, as well as for the people that have suffered so many natural disasters in the country. And so we hope and expect to see that in this lame duck session. And I would say, to wrap that discussion up, it certainly would not hurt to continue to contact your congressman and stay in touch with them and tell them of the desperate need that we have to get some legislation passed that would help get producers over this hump and be able to make it easier for them to apply for operating loans in January of 25.
All right. Mark, as we conclude, if we want to keep up with Plains Cotton Growers, can we find you online?
Absolutely. You can find us at our website at plainscotton.org. And once you're on that website, there are all kinds of opportunities. Our contact information for our staff and for our office is all on there. And then in addition to that, there are several opportunities to follow us on social media. So that's plainscotton.org.
Again, Mark Brown, Director of Field Services, Plains Cotton Growers, on today's Agribusiness Report.
The Texas Corn Producers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit texascorn.org and become a member today.
If you're going to succeed, you need cotton that's strong enough to perform around here where you grow. That's why Delta Pine cotton varieties are bred to meet the needs of your neck of the woods and are rigorously evaluated by local growers for maximum performance potential and consistency year after year. Strong cotton performance starts around here with locally tested Delta Pine cotton. Learn more at DeltaPine.com. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Agribusiness Report. Our special guest today, Mark Brown with Plains Cotton Growers.
Let's talk about cotton research. Cotton Incorporated funds more than 400 ag research projects every year. They study cotton, engineering, economic development, entomology, agronomy, pathology, variety selection, expanded cotton seed uses. And that's just the start. You grow the cotton research and promotion program helps grow the value. Learn more at cottonboard.org.
Attention, High Plains landowners. The Sandhill Area Research Association proudly presents Your Legacy is Tomorrow's Water. We're joining forces with partners across Texas to restore 50 Playa Lakes, crucial for recharging the Ogallala Aquifer and supporting our unique wildlife. Be a part of this transformative initiative. Visit playasworkfortexans.com for more details. Let's secure our water legacy together.
It's the Agribusiness Report. Special guest, Mark Brown, Plains Cotton Growers, online, plainscotton.org.
Are you planning on fence or brushwork on your ranch this fall and winter? West Texas Attachments has the skid steer attachments you need to make the job easier. Clear the way with their rock and brush grapple and drive posts quickly and accurately with the Montana Post Driver. They also have brush cutter shredders that turn your machine into a zero-turn mower that can handle trees up to 8 inches. West Texas Attachments also offers low-cost delivery to your area. Call Brad at 806-778-2834 or visit westtexasattachments.com.
Want to turn your truck into the ultimate workhorse or off-road beast? The possibilities are endless when you visit Rascal Supply Co. in Lubbock. Rascal has truck accessories, truck beds, bumpers, bed covers, lift kits, toolboxes, leveling kits, and so much more. Come see us at 10307 North U.S. Highway 87 or call 806-300-8007 for Rascal Supply.
It's the Agribusiness Report.
Among the areas of study at USDA's Agricultural Research Service Plant Genetic Research Unit in Upper New York State, crossbreeding of existing grape germplasm, whether among the over 1,400 accessions available at the PGRU or wild grape varieties. PGRU grape culture curator Eric Galerno says desired traits produced by crossbreeding can now be done in less time, thanks to resources beyond plant materials.
We have another term, which is genetic resources. And this is where we're also curating not just the plants, but we're curating data. We're connecting what genes are involved with cold tolerance, are involved with flavor, so that when a breeder is making crosses, they can use what's called marker-assisted selection. They can use these genetic markers to find what they want and what they don't.
So planting over 10,000 vines with a 3 to 5 year maturation date is reduced to 1,000 vines by genetic data. I'm Rod Bain reporting in Washington, D.C.